If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network and on NewTrashCity.com. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And a delayed Chris from Brooklyn. We're here together. Bronx Johnny isn't. We'll get into why Bronx Johnny isn't in later.
I mean, everybody knows. Clearly caught yet another case.
But he has texted me his preseason picks. So that's exciting because, Chris, this is the last preseason game coming up of the NFL season.
Well, how did he do last week?
All right, look. First of all, I'll tell you how Bronx Johnny did last week after I get the plugs out of the way. This is High Society Radio on NewTrashCity.com. Our Twitter is at HS Radio Show. You should follow us because it's fun. You get lots of things tweeted at you. And then there's also the Facebook, Facebook.com/High Society Radio. Our Instagram, which had a great Bronx Johnny pickup this past Friday.
Very telling.
At High Society Radio on Instagram. It's at HS Radio Show on Twitter, but it's at High Society Radio on Instagram. There's a difference, but follow both. And of course, our Patreon account, patreon.com/High Society Radio. And Chris, if I'm not mistaken, on our Patreon account, which you can donate to the show, we don't have sponsors. We do this for free. If you donate to the show, you get cool free shit, and you help support the show. It's not like we're banking up any of this money. All this money is going back into the show. So, Chris, who's the newest Patreon account subscriber?
Christina from Queens.
Christina from Queens?
Seems like a much nicer person than that Charles G last week.
Last week, some douchebag named Charles G donated money. And while we appreciate the money, Christina from Queens seems much cooler. She gets a... Because if she has enough money to give us some, she's a baller.
That's true. That's a good point.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't even pay for Netflix, and I use it all the time.
You see? I pay for a Netflix account, because I'm just making it rain. I have so much money, it's disgusting.
One thing I'll say that I find a little odd, right?
What's that?
We have 13 patrons now, right?
Yeah.
Two of them are women.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's if that is a good cross-section of our listeners, that is a much higher ratio than I expected.
Oh my God, yes. I figured it's mostly weirdo dudes listening.
Yeah.
Because the only reason I say that
it is mostly weirdo dudes listening.
And the only reason I say that is because Chris, Johnny, and I are weirdo dudes. We're not normal. We're not the, you know, Joe whatever. I'm good at talking. The Joe whatever of the...
Joe Schmo?
There you go. Of the listening audience.
Joey Bag of Donuts, if you will.
Sure, yeah. Everyone loves donuts. Except me, actually. I'm not a big donut fan.
Why?
Never was a big fan of the fried dough. Now, a really good donut, like from Donut Plant in New York City, yeah, I'll jump in on that. But like your Krispy Kreme and your Dunkin' Donuts, I'll never get a Dunkin' Donut or Krispy Kreme donut.
Really? Like a nice light French cruller with your coffee?
No. Not at all. No, I'm not a big fan. Though I do like the Dunkin' Donuts coffee, not a big fan of the Dunkin' Donuts donut. Weird, right?
That is weird.
All right, so there's a bunch of things to get to. I plugged like a whore the Twitter and the Instagram, and the Patreon account, which we're getting close to one of our goals. We're a fifth of a way to the dollar pizza party.
That's the goal I'm dreading the most.
That's the goal I'm looking forward to the most. Because I swear to God, everyone listening, you just throw us a couple of bucks. Like literally two. That's a couple, right? That's what a couple means, two, right, Chris?
It could be one.
It could even be one. Everyone listening, throw us a buck. You go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. You make an account and you throw us a buck. If you're in the New York City area or plan on being in it, we will throw a dollar pizza party with a keg.
I mean, Matt's still holding strong with his 69 cent donation.
Matt, you're my favorite Patreon patron. You might not have given the most, but you have heart. And that's what I care about. And that's what matters.
It's true.
So we're getting close to that. And it will be Instagram bonanza. I swear to God, the at High Society Radio Instagram account will blow up during the dollar pizza party.
So,
once
I mean, it's
happens.
Almost worth, even if you're not going to be in New York, it's worth it for that.
And if you're a donator to the Patreon account, I will work it out so that as many people can come to it as I will work around people's schedules to throw this party.
That's a terrible idea. Have you ever tried to work around and plan around somebody's schedule?
Look, we ain't paying for it, Chris. The good people at Patreon are paying for it, at least the people that are donating to our Patreon account.
Yeah, but
are.
Do you understand the difficulty of, like, what? All right, like, think about it. We have 13 people, and it's it's about 100, we're 50
I'm
away.
Not saying all of them. I'm saying whoever can make it.
Whoever's in the New York area, you'll work around.
Yeah, I'll work around. Don't worry. All right, look, everything's going to be great.
We just do it at 4 in the morning. Everybody's free at 4 in the morning. What are you doing at 4 in the morning?
It's probably rails if you're up at 4 in the morning.
Well, I mean, you need to do some rails. It comes to the pizza party.
There you go. They're not going to eat much pizza, but they're going to have a good time.
Well, then we save money on pizza that we can put back into the show. That's
perfect.
The point of the Patreon.
I can heat up this. We have $12 pizza pies left. I guess I'll be eating this for the rest of the month.
That's true.
That aside, Christina, thank you for your Patreon donation. Again, here you go. I bet she feels good about herself right now.
Bravo. Who wouldn't?
Oh, hell yeah. So, it's High Society Radio. Bronx Johnny isn't here. But this does count as the 3-year live show streak. This does count.
This is week five.
This is new content.
This is High Society Radio.
Yeah, this is High Society Radio. Just Johnny isn't here. Now, Johnny again got in trouble with the law. On our Instagram account, at High Society Radio, I posted that he is now a cop, but I was wrong. He was just being escorted by the police. He wasn't actually a cop himself.
See, so, what's weird is I thought under de Blasio things were going to change around here.
No, not at all. Bronx Johnny's still getting arrested. I thought they were going to welcome him in open arms. Like, oh, hey, I'm a great narc. I'll be able to get all the bad guys. Yeah. I'll find those heroin dealers that killed Philip Seymour Hoffman. No. They just busted him.
That was his pitch to be a cop?
I think so. I'm not sure. I just made that up myself. But I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, that's probably right, though. I mean, you know him pretty well.
Oh, I know Bronx Johnny very well, Chris.
You made that sound gay.
Very well. In the biblical sense. Right? What?
All right.
Well, so Bronx Johnny isn't here. But for the last 4 weeks, three weeks, Bronx Johnny has been calling preseason games. Now, weeks 1 and 2, 70% correct. 70%? The books in Vegas will be crying right now. If you were following Johnny's picks, you'd be up and you'd be up big those first 2 weeks. This past weekend, Bronx Johnny went 1 for 2.
What a fucking dick.
That's 33%. What? That is Joe, lunch pail, whatever, blow, dirtbag, don't know what I'm doing, Bronx Johnny.
You know what I think? People should go to his personal Facebook page and let him know how much money they lost and how much of a piece of shit he is.
I lost $550.
That's awful. That's like most of your rent.
It is most of my rent. Actually, it pretty much is my rent. So I'm not paying rent this month because Bronx Johnny had... Because the last 2 weeks when I won money on, I pissed all that away. I was just pissing it away on just parties, just getting whacked.
Meanwhile, we could have been planning for Mollen days. It's the end of the summer coming up.
All right, let's not get off track here.
All right.
So, Bronx Johnny, for lack of a better word, shits the bed this week 3. And he's not here this week. And I'm glad he's not here this week because I'd be pissed. I'd be losing my shit. Over Johnny just giving us terrible advice. Last weekend, he told us to take the Bears over the Seahawks, the Seahawks at home. Seahawks won like 37-7 or 34-7.
He let emotions get in the way because he's a Bears fan.
I know. I was like, Johnny, why are you picking another Bears game? You got off the hook real quick.
We should have known he was emotionally involved. Since you know him in the biblical sense, we could tell he's too much of a Bears fan.
Thank you. Then he tells us take Arizona because Arizona treated him well this preseason. Arizona loses. You know how much money was on the line there, Chris? You know how much money I lost?
Seems like a lot.
Yeah. I'm not paying my rent this month.
You're rent controlled, though. You could pretty much be entrenched in a squatter for a few years. You'd be good.
No, that's a good point. So I'm not that pissed off anymore. But it's week four. Bronx Johnny, nowhere to be seen. But he has text messaged me his picks for this fourth week of the NFL preseason. So, three picks. He says bet it all. He texted me that he's sorry and that he's scared and that he wants to make this up. He wants to make last week up to everyone. So he's guaranteeing he's going 3-0.
Wow.
He's guaranteeing it. And I'm like, dude, you can't be making guarantees, bro. And I call him bro, too, because, you know, we're tight. All right. Bronx Johnny's, I'm going to say at this point, questionable picks.
They went from guaranteed locks.
I mean, Bronx Johnny has told me that these are locks. I'm saying they're questionable. After last weekend, he went 1-2, and I'm just pissed. Because I want to make money. That's what betting on football is for. Making money. Bronx Johnny. All the games are on Thursday. I should probably mention this. This is a sneak preview of the show because we're posting this show on Thursday morning.
I'm sure people will be happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's going to be on morelikeradio.com on Friday, our normal time slot, 7 to 8 p.m. But this show is airing, it's going out through our website, newtrashcity.com, Thursday morning. So, the only reason we're doing this is because this last week of preseason, all the games are happening on Thursday, all of them. So I was like, look, we got to get people their picks if they want to, you know, make more money.
We need to do the big finish.
But don't count week three, though. That was just a fluke, according to Bronx Johnny. Now, here are your picks. Oh, God. I hope these things come through, or else Johnny might be off the show. He said they're locks. I can't trust him anymore. Now, Chris, the last week of preseason, most of the starters don't even play. It's all for the rest of the roster.
I mean, they barely play for most of preseason?
Well, they'll play like a half or whatever.
Okay.
Like the third week of preseason really is the most telling.
Okay.
But the fourth week of preseason, most of the starters don't play. It's mostly to see if the team, who on the team is going to get cut.
Okay.
So it's integral for everyone else on the team besides the starters. Now, here are Bronx Johnny's picks. Game number one. For tonight, Thursday, August 28th, the Carolina Panthers at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers -6. Bronx Johnny says, take the Steelers all day, every day. So the Steelers got to win by 6 or more. Preferably before more, or else it's a push. But Johnny's saying Steelers -6. And he said these are locks through text. I didn't actually talk to him. I couldn't hear like the sound of his voice.
How do you know it's like him? Maybe there's like some weird cop trying to fuck with our show.
You think?
It could be happening.
You know, someone was pissed that we were whining about the militarization of the police.
I saw that.
You know what? Kiss my ass, because I don't want the cops to have tanks.
Yeah.
The cops should be of the army. There's a difference between the cops and the army.
I was just not going to let that one person who was trying to get under our skin... I wasn't going to address it.
Well, I'm going to address it. It annoyed me. All right. Pick number one. You already got it. Take the Steelers. -6. Panthers at Steelers. Take the Steelers. And you know what? I feel good about it, too, because the Panthers are garbage. And Cam Newton's out with a busted up rib. So I'm gonna give Johnny the benefit of the doubt. Next game. St. Louis Rams at the Miami Dolphins. Bronx Johnny says, that's SEZ, take the Dolphins minus three, which I was worried about because I'm like, what the hell? What do the Dolphins have, Bronx Johnny? And he said, don't worry about it. Sam Bradford going out for the year just destroyed the any sort of love or confidence the Rams have had. So I was like, all right, you're making sense. This is all through a text conversation.
Yeah, it seems like very emotive for a text conversation.
Oh, very. All right, so take the Dolphins minus three. Take the Steelers minus six. In the last game, the final game of Bronx Gianni's final pick for all of his preseason victory. This is for like the whole preseason.
If he goes 3 for 3, I mean, his percentage for the preseason is going to end up 80% for the.
Oh, if he nails this, then everything is redeemed. Everything is forgiven.
Okay, but if he loses, we get to kick him in the dick?
Oh, much worse than that. I mean, we should probably just set his house on fire.
I live in an apartment. There'd be collateral damage.
And?
True.
Did they worry about that in Vietnam? Because I know, I'm pretty sure they didn't.
That's a good point. They probably did not worry about that in Vietnam.
Of course not, bro. All right, final game. New England Patriots at the New York Giants.
Ooh, he got burned on that Giants call last week.
I know. Johnny said he wants to redeem himself. And I'm like, you do whatever you want. Just do it. The final pick of Bronx Giants preseason picks for this NFL preseason is you take the New England Patriots at plus three. The New York Giants, I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? The Giants are undefeated all preseason. He said, screw it. Giants screwed me, I'm going to screw the Giants. So take the Patriots, plus three. Take the Steelers, minus six. Take the Dolphins, minus three. Those are Bronx Johnny's preseason picks via text message.
Now, I have a quick question.
Go right ahead, Chris.
Since you read the picks, does your jinx now apply?
Well, see, I don't think so. Because I'm just conveying a message. My input isn't in this at all. I didn't care what he picked.
You're just the vessel for which he goes out.
Exactly.
Like the Pope.
Yeah. That's all it is. I'm not part of this. I'm just conveying the message. And there's your picks. See, Bronx Giant wasn't here, but we still came through for you. And all those games are happening tonight, Thursday. This is Thursday morning. This show is being released. So you're getting all these picks right now. So you can go to your bookie, you can go to your website, and make that money. God damn. Don't you love the NFL, Chris?
No.
Why not?
For one thing, I work on Sundays. So
that's fine. I know plenty of people work on Sundays, but they're like on their phone the entire time looking at their SportsCenter app, watching the game updates.
Yeah, I never really got in. Like, football is like probably the sport I'm least interested in.
What's your team in football?
I'd say the Giants, just because I'm in New York. Other than Eli Manning, I don't think I can name somebody else on the Giants right now.
That's fine. Okay.
I mean, also, like, I've really got out of sports at all completely since I stopped paying for cable. Like, once that goes out the window.
I call you a cord cutter.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
That was very popular for a little while, the cord cutters. I think that's kind of died off a little bit.
Yeah, well, I'm still not going to pay like $150 a month.
It is $150 no matter what package you have. It doesn't matter what you do. It's $150 for internet and cable.
The only thing that I can't get on the internet, the only thing I can't get for free on the internet is live sports. And
you can get that for free. On various websites.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's just kind of a pain in the ass. But I'm relegated to just watching boxing in the UFC.
All right. How do people react when you tell them? Like, I know you, so I we've never really talked sports. Like, even amongst ourselves off mic, it's like, hey, how do you feel about the Jets this year, bro? But I've never said that to you. How do people actually respond to you not following football? Because it's the most popular sport in the goddamn country.
Literally, people seem disappointed in me, angry. It's almost like I guess because I'm just a big dude, it's just like, I guess they just think I'm gay. Maybe.
Well, you are, so they're
whatever.
Correct.
It's true. I've literally had guys be like, what do you mean? You don't watch football? But what do you do? Like, everything. I'm usually sleeping when the early games are on.
Sure.
And then, like I said, I go to work. And
you don't wake up at noon to make sure your fantasy team is set? Or if there's any, injuries? Or
I definitely wouldn't do the fantasy thing. Even if I watched football, I wouldn't do the fantasy thing.
You know what, Chris? If you play fantasy, your Sundays would be ruined.
I heard that somewhere. Every week.
It is weird. people are just so, like, and even women are more and more now just getting into football and are obsessed with football.
That's the thing.
The entire country is just obsessed with football.
I never got it in general, just because to me, like, everybody, it's always been explained as like, oh, this is the most action packed sport, but it's a 3-hour television program. And I'm pretty sure I said this on this podcast before. It's a 3-hour television program that largely consists of fat old white guys yelling into headsets and less crippling injuries.
Yeah, it's like, well, I think it's been done before, but it's like, what, 8 minutes or something of actual action, probably less in a football game.
Exactly.
The rest of the time is commercials and setups and
I don't have time for all that shit. That is ridiculous. Like I said, if you watch a boxing match, that's 99.9% two dudes punching each other in the face.
I don't know. If you watch a Mayweather fight, it's much less than 90% of anyone actually getting punched in the face.
But it's just entertaining to watch him. He's the best at being a douchebag in the world, and that's an art form. And it's great to just see an artist at work.
Did you see that weird weird Vine he put out of just a woman just washing him down in his giant rich bathroom?
No, I have not seen that. It sounds great.
It's just, I think it's like, this is how I start my day, something to that effect. And it's just a woman just washing Mayweather down as he's, I don't know, yelling.
That's pretty great.
In his like bubble bath.
But you didn't see it was Bieber jerking off camera.
You think he was masturbating?
Yeah, probably.
It's kind of hot if you think about it.
That's what he looks forward to the most.
Yeah, the football obsession isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
Oh, absolutely not. It's definitely surpassed baseball as America's pastime.
For years now, dude.
Yeah.
And the fantasy thing has just overtaken everything. And I bet a lot of people are thinking, the fantasy football makes me a better fan, because now I know random people on every single team out of the entire league.
Well, it does make you more of a nerd. It doesn't make you more of a fan of your team.
Oh, no, yeah. It makes you a giant, giant nerd.
Yeah.
And I played plenty of fantasy, and I like, got sucked into it, like, big time. Like, oh, my God, I need to play fantasy football. It's all I care about all week long.
I mean, I've had friends that I haven't seen in months come out on a Saturday night when I get out of work, which is late. And they're like, I'm going home, dude. I'm like, what do you mean? I haven't seen you in Mad Law. Let's have a beer. Nope, going home. Why? I got to wake up early to watch football tomorrow. I got to get my picks in.
Ow!
Like, who goes home early to watch football in the morning? It's terrible.
I don't know. Kind of makes sense.
Really? Have you ever done that?
No. I can wake up early, no matter how much I've been drinking or drugging the night before. I make it a priority.
Because you just save a little bit from the night before. Just get you going, right?
Ow!
You pinch a little off.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
You pinch a little off.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. So what's going down in the news? Because I know there was a bunch of stuff you sent me, and I'm really weirded out by it.
Which stuff?
Go right ahead.
Any one of these?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did send you this thing. There's a nail polish that detects date rape drugs.
I did read that. And I'm really pissed because what am I going to do with all this Rohypnol I bought?
I mean, you could just get fucked up. I always wanted to take a roofie just to see how fucked up I would get.
Well, I had a cousin that used to take GHB for fun.
I knew a couple of Russian dudes who used to do that back in the day.
And the idea was there's like a window, it's like taking the GHB.
It's like Ambien, right?
I guess so. And if you pass the window, you just pass out, you black out, you get weird. But I guess in the window that you can hit, it's like the best high ever.
So these guys say.
Yeah. And when they were telling me this, I was like, date rape.
Xanax is used as a date rape drug, and that's like one of the highest prescribed medicines in the country.
I read that. I was like, is it really a date? I guess it makes you black out, right?
Yeah, of course. If you're heavily drinking, somebody drops a Xanax in your drink.
Yeah, but it also can make your heart stop.
Yeah, of course it could. So I'm sure so could Rohypnol or GHB definitely can.
No. It just makes you pliable to rape. It doesn't make your heart stop.
So basically, I guess they're just making this like kind of litmus nail polish.
Yeah, the ladies put the nail polish on, and then they could dip their finger in their drink, and the nail polish will change color depending on if there's Rohypnol or Xanax or GHB in it, which isn't good for germaphobes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, I guess you don't want to put your... How funny would it be if some chick ended up date rape because she didn't want to put her fingernail in, like she just scratched something weird and she just didn't want to put her fingernail into her drink to see if there was GHB in it? She's like, it's probably fine. Drinks it down.
I guess I'm raped now.
Yeah. I guess that's not funny. It's kind of ironic. Like if you were like avoiding germs and then got date raped for it, I guess that's ironic.
Oh, it's kind of sad in the gist, you know, really? I mean, it's like, oh, my God, I didn't want to get my finger dirty. Now everything's screwed up in my life.
It's true.
Awful. You listen to High Society Radio. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Instagram is at High Society Radio. And the Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And, well, we also have a Reddit subreddit where you can discuss the show. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
Well, I don't know if you go on the subreddit, but it has basically become like a forum for people talking about things they think we'll talk about.
Okay. I like that, though. That's good.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about something that was on the subreddit?
All right. I'll pull it up right now. They were talking about the, what's her name? The video game developer.
Zoe?
Is that her name? Yeah.
All right. So this is weird. I didn't read about this woman on our subreddit, but I did read about it on 4chan.
Okay.
Her name's Zoe Quinn, and they were just bashing this woman for... I wasn't sure why, but maybe you give me like who this person is or why she was getting bashed.
Supposedly, they're saying that she blew a bunch of... gaming journalists.
Nice.
And
I'm sure it's the only time a video game journalist has been blown.
I mean, maybe he got some fleshlights or something. But yeah, supposedly this woman to get critical acclaim for her game is called Depression Something. It's a game.
Oh, I've heard about that. It's a game of that shows what depression is.
Yeah, every day you have to wake up and get over. It's called Depression Quest.
Okay.
So every day you have to get up and beat depression somehow.
So that's like living two lives then. Try to do that every day anyway.
I would imagine that everybody playing this is highly depressed. You know what I mean?
So she's been getting trashed because she blew a bunch of dudes?
Yeah. I mean, they're saying she did.
Yeah, allegedly she blew a bunch of gaming journalists.
Yeah, so she's. They're saying that there's corruption in the gaming industry.
There's corruption in the gaming industry. It's an industry.
Yeah, it's true.
But industry equals corruption.
Other people are saying that just the backlash to it is the sexism in the gaming industry. So basically, video games are over now. We're never going to get another video game again because between the sexism and the corruption, it's done.
Well, I mean, I would believe that there's a lot of sexism in the gaming industry. What female game developers do you know of?
This one?
Exactly. So the one female game developer that we've heard about, there's a bunch of allegations of her blowing a bunch of gaming journalists to get good ratings for her video game. So I would say, yeah, the sexism thing might have legs.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to say it didn't, but it does seem like maybe this is... Who the fuck wants to play a game where you have to beat depression?
Go
outside and you'll beat your real depression.
I found there was some video game. There was some, like, it was a web-based game. It was, like, it was short. It was a quick, like, almost flash game. And it was about Alzheimer's, living with Alzheimer's. It was like...
It was basically just Rock Simulator.
Dude, it was like really depressing and tough. Like you play a character, and so it's not like graphics intensive or anything, and you're just walking through this world, and no one is familiar to you, and you don't know what's going on, and it's terrifying to be totally honest. It's like, Jesus, why would you do this? All right, I get it. Dementia's awful. I don't want to play a video game about it.
But yeah, so that's my point with the depression thing. Also, it kind of equates depression with fucking dementia. Dementia's far worse. Like, people, I don't know, I guess because of the Robin Williams thing, people are really overboard on the...
Oh, sure, yeah. Ever since Robin Williams killed himself, it's, you know, there's a lot...
Depression is back in the forefront.
A light has been shown on depression in the United States.
Yeah, but it seems to me that this is just how a bunch of 14-year-olds end up on Prozac.
I don't know.
I mean, we had a friend in high school. I don't know if you remember this, but he was a degenerate like the rest of us. He wasn't going to class. Then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, he started going to class and putting his shit together. Then he had a therapist tell him that he was chemically depressed and it wasn't his fault, and he went back to never going to school and dropped out. Like, once he had the excuse, I don't think it's good to, you know.
Oh, sure. I've known people that, yeah, they get diagnosed with something, so it's like, hey, it's not my fault.
Exactly.
I don't have to worry about this because it's not my fault. It's just, this is the way I am.
This is everyone else around me's problem now.
Yeah. God damn it. Awful. Makes me angry. I don't know, bro.
What else is in the news here? We got, oh, this is actually pretty interesting. Last week, we didn't cover it. Maybe we touched on it, but, you know, Facebook is starting to filter. They're putting on a satire button, like an indicator, a tag, so you know that something is an Onion article.
Why would they do that?
Basically, I guess people are posting things as real news because they're idiots.
Who cares? People
haven't learned to Google the headline of a title and Snopes.
Then expose these people as idiots. So Facebook's trying to protect people from looking like morons?
Exactly.
That's weird.
Yeah. But the thing, I actually stumbled upon, when I was looking into this, I stumbled upon a website that kind of makes it make sense. What's it called? NationalRepublic.net. Do you know about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Take a look at some of these
headlines. I know the National Review, but National Republic? No.
All right, take a look at some of these headlines. It says things like, this went viral over last weekend. Ferguson gang leader admits Eric Holder paid us to start riots.
What?
Exactly. And then when you read the article, there's really no jokes in it. But these guys are saying that it's satire.
Who's saying that satire?
When asked for comment, NationalReport.net, sorry, is saying that it's satire.
Okay.
So, but what they're doing is creating false news, dispersing it to get clicks.
All right, I'm looking at the front page, and I see nothing. Vince Gilligan? Is it Vince Gill? I thought it was Vince Gillian.
No.
Announces Breaking Bad Season 6. Begins shooting January 2015. Walt did not die! Exclamation point.
And that's the thing is like,
and that's not, they just made that up.
No, and what they do is they get bots to post this all over Facebook, and people click it, and then they, you know how people are nowadays. They read the headline, they read the first two lines, and then they repost it.
That's me.
Yeah, that's tons of people. Twitter.com/HS Radio Show.
It's kind of smart. So what they're doing is, it's Onion articles with no humor.
Yeah, so people think it's real and they continue to pass it on as news.
So Hitler comes back to life, declares Fourth Reich. Can I write that for this website?
But that's the thing, is that is too outlandish.
Damn it!
These are things that, all right, like here's one. This is just pretty basic. You would never think from this headline this is a fake article.
Okay.
Common Core is changing school supply list. What you need to know. Now, that's a hot button issue. You're going to click on that.
Common Core?
Common Core is a new learning curriculum that I don't know much about it, but my uncle fucking hates it. He's a teacher. A lot of people are complaining about that. It happens to be terrible.
The rapper Common?
No. He's the light that shines.
Confused. Sorry. Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah. I'm getting you off track. I apologize.
So, I mean, these are just, and there's sports websites like this too that there's no hint of a joke in them. It'll be about sports gossip websites.
Yeah.
So these guys just get their clicks up, and then, you know, obviously there's money. You could sell a website domain name once the clicks are up and you got people going to it.
Sure.
Then it becomes valuable.
Yeah.
So that's what these guys are doing. So I guess Facebook more to fight against this, but I feel like the best part of Facebook at this point is somebody posting a Christwire article, not realizing that it's a fucking joke.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's the only reason to really even go to Facebook anymore.
It's horrible, it's evil, but it's kind of smart.
What these guys are doing?
Yeah, what those guys are doing.
Yeah, and there's a ton of websites exactly like this, just popping up, getting their clicks up.
When do you think the internet advertising
bubble/pyramid
scheme is going to crash? Because it has to come crashing down at some point.
How do you mean?
Who's buying things because they saw an ad for it on the internet? Have you ever bought anything because you saw an ad for it on the internet?
No, but I haven't ever fallen for a Nigerian scam either.
Unless Nigerian scams, so like 3 years ago.
But they're still coming out and people are still making.
Yeah, I get them every day.
There's a series of movies in Nigeria called, what's it called? Sakawa Boys. Where it's just about them living that life off their scheming money. And it's like a borderline like voodooish religion.
Wait, there's
I think it's called Sakawa.
There's a movie franchise in Nigeria
about
dudes who just make money off of scamming Americans.
They basically look like bootleg hip-hop movies.
Sure,
like,
with drug dealing. I could guess what the quality is of the film.
Yeah, so here you go, Sakawa Boys. But like, there's also like voodoo kind of deals involved where they do like.
Why aren't we taking a flight over to Nigeria getting some Ebola? I don't know, vaccine first and foremost.
Oh, I mean, obviously,
and then producing a bunch of these Sakawa Boy videos.
I feel like we'd get murdered.
I don't know. Don't you think it's sort of like white devil, or is that more just like the white man going to the Incas? They're like, no, we're not like gods over there.
Yeah, I don't think they think we're gods. Like,
damn it.
But here's the thing, though.
You missed it out.
Here's an anti-Sakawa poster, I guess, for over there. Uh-huh. This shows the victim, and she's really upset.
Oh, that's hysterical,
but,
dude.
But imagine, now, it's just like a pretty white lady upset at her computer.
Yeah, all right, there's a white woman like crying at her computer screen and then on one half of the poster, and then the other half of the poster.
It's just like it's a like, sad, it kind of looks like just like a sad middle-class black dude.
Just like, yeah, like a teenage black guy, or maybe like, young 20s.
Like me, I'm not in Nigeria, and everybody around me doesn't look like this dude, and I'm still all about, fuck that bitch, give this dude some money. Like, just off this poster. Like, what, did he scam her for a few $100? Yeah, fuck her. She's a pretty blonde white lady in America. She's probably doing fine.
Yeah, I don't, like, it has to be, like, mostly old people, right? I mean, that's the thing. They're getting scammed by these Nigerians.
I feel like maybe Penn and Teller did something about it. I was reading something about it where
I thought Vice
no,
did
maybe,
something.
No, it was Freakonomics. One of the Freakonomics or something, they did a thing where they basically said they're so outlandish and terrible on purpose because if somebody replies after reading the fakest thing possible,
sure,
they're on the hook. You know they're stupid. So like, right. those guys aren't bad at English and sending bad emails that are funny. They're intentionally sending horribly worded emails to hook you. Or to hook fish.
You know what? It's not bad. Because if you know if someone's so stupid to reply to that garbage, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty ingrained subculture. I mean, Vice did the thing on it, but I mean, look, this is just a Google image search. We're seeing a lot of different.
Well, yeah,
like,
I know
PSAs
like a bunch of like old computers get sent over there as like for garbage to get disposal, and dudes are just going through hard drives. Like, what?
Well, I think it was.
That's why I don't throw out my goddamn hard drives. They're all in a closet in my apartment.
It's also because you're a creepy hoarder.
No.
But anyway, like this whole thing. A lot of people were. Is it Ghana or Nigeria? I'm not. Let me make sure. I'm
racist. You're a racist.
Listen. Oh, it is Ghana. Okay, I was wrong. It's Ghana. But Ghana was that. That's what made me think of it. Is that I know that Ghana was the in sub-Saharan Africa. Ghana was the tech leader, like an advancement. And they're worried that companies won't come there because of this culture that perverts technology.
These guys are hacking the planet. I like it. We should go over there and start doing this.
I
with
don't
them.
Think that's a good idea. that's a worse idea than the pizza party.
We go there. New Patreon goal: tickets to Ghana.
I think we should aim for the Burning Man thing first.
Burning Man's going on this week,
and yeah, we're missing it again.
What's that?
We're missing it.
I know
again.
We're missing it again. Last week I brought it up at the end of the show. But yeah, the came up earlier in the week, but there was an article for I believe in the New York Times. That, because of all the tech money going into Burning Man, now it's just inundated with rich dudes, where it's like $25,000 a head camps. Like at Burning Man, you can just join up with a camp, and you throw a couple $100, then you get whatever, you get hang out in the camp, and it's all communal food, booze, whatever. But now it's just like super, just the retardedly rich, like just the super rich, just pumped full of money, all the tech guys.
Well, yeah, they were showing. You sent me the article the other day, and they were showing. Yeah, like Zuckerberg was there, Jeff Bezos, and these guys are all hanging out together there. I doubt they're not running into any dirty hippies while they're there.
Oh no, yeah,
I'm sure they're very closed off at Burning Man.
And then they close off their camps so no dirty normies or plebs can get in, and they actually literally hire Sherpas. They call them Sherpas. To procure them drugs and to guide them around the festival. I'm so sad I didn't go 10 years ago when I first thought about going to Burning Man. I guess I'll go eventually, but they'll just be like, oh, I'm not a rich guy going here. This sucks.
Yeah.
I guess I'll try to sneak into one of their camps and get shot.
Well, I'm sure eventually somebody will overthrow the rich guy camps at Burning Man. That just seems... I kind of think the way you picture like Burning Man from when you were a kid, like you kind of romanticize it, like it's
sure.
like it's the Foot Clan lair from the first Ninja Turtles movie,
but with but you know happier because they seem pretty pissed in there. You know, those kind of aggro.
Yeah. My monitor turned off for some reason.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You listen to High Society Radio. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Instagram account is. High Society Radio, at High Society Radio on Instagram. And our Patreon account is patreon.com/High Society Radio. We're getting close to our goal, throwing a dollar pizza party with a kegger. If you're not excited about that, I don't know why you're listening to this show. You can kiss my ass. No, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, keep listening.
No, obviously, keep listening, keep downloading, and just, you know, all that good stuff. You know, follow us at HS Radio Show on Twitter. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. I apologize. Seriously. Is this coming off desperate?
Very. I mean, we're basically just begging for money.
And if you weren't listening earlier, though you would be, I don't know why you just fast forward to the last 10 minutes of the show. That'd be weird. The picks that Bronx Johnny, who isn't here tonight, the picks he has for this weekend's preseason, which is happening tonight because this show is being released a little bit early, so everyone get their go to their bookies and
only to New Trash City subscribers.
NewTrashCity.com subscribers, and are on our iTunes. Yeah. Take the Steelers -6, take the Dolphins, and take the, I can't remember the last team. Let me look at my cell phone. It was the New York Giants. Oh, they take the Patriots. Take the Patriots, take the Dolphins, take the Steelers. Bronx Johnny, guaranteed 3-0 this weekend. Or this Thursday night, so it's not really the weekend. So we'll know what happens pretty quickly.
All right, there's something I needed to bring up to you.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's about climate change.
Who cares? It's happening, and we're destroying the planet.
Well, no, they have.
That's my take.
They have an idea to put like ash into the atmosphere to reflect solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that was the precursor to the movie Snowpiercer.
Great. I hope I get on the did you watch it?
Yeah, yeah, I watched it.
Great. I hope I get on the end of the train and start eating people. And you know what? I'd still eat babies. I don't care what happens.
Hell yeah.
And I'd stay in the back. I wouldn't even want to see the rich people. They make all the drugs in the back anyway.
It's like your life now.
Exactly. Eating children, doing drugs. Awful.
So you're not at all concerned about this?
I'm not concerned about it at all, but I want to talk to you about this. I watched another terrible science fiction movie that didn't get like super crazy good reviews, but some people liked it, and that annoyed me. It's a movie called The Signal with Lawrence Fishburne.
Didn't even hear about it. I have no idea what this is.
I don't know if people know about what I'm talking about. It's with Lawrence Fishburne. It's a bunch of kids.
It's like a recent movie?
Yeah, it's this year. Lawrence Fishburne, well, the movie's not about Lawrence Fishburne, but a bunch of kids are following this hacker around the country, and they get like sucked into this weird alien conspiracy. Movie's terrible.
What was the name?
The Signal is called.
But is it like that Slender Man thing or whatever?
No, not at all. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You know, the girls who killed...
Yeah, it has nothing to do with a bunch of little girls killing someone.
It's not loosely based on that?
No, it's not about Slender Man, the meme. No. Why do you keep bringing up Slender Man?
I thought aren't people murdering people for Slender Man?
Two retarded little girls killed another poor little girl because of Slender Man. That's it. This movie isn't about Slender Man.
That seems like a good plot for a horror movie.
All right, this isn't even a horror movie. It's just a bad science fiction film.
I mean, I can tell from the poster.
Why do you keep bringing it up?
All right, I'll stop bringing up Slender Man.
All right, The Signal. Not very good. And I've been on like a kick of just watching like
movies that you know will make you angry.
Mid-budget sci-fi films.
Okay.
And just it keeps on killing me. I'll tell you a good one. Coherence. No, that didn't come out anywhere. And it was awesome. It was like
on Netflix?
I don't think so. Not yet. It just came out. But just came out beginning of the summer. But it's like a really good episode of The Twilight Zone. It's a really tiny film. No one saw it. But if you get it,
is that why you like it?
It doesn't even
have a Wikipedia page.
No one saw The Signal either. I don't
but
care.
But Lawrence Fishburne's in it.
True.
And it has a Wikipedia page.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
But this movie Coherence is like a really great episode of The Twilight Zone. It's awesome. I think it's on video on demand. It should be coming out on DVD soon. I mean, it went nowhere. But that is a good small science fiction film.
All right.
Sorry, Chris.
Did you ever see that movie Boyhood? I know you were looking forward to it.
I will be seeing it soon. I believe that it's coming out
I'm going to say this right now. And for people who listen to the show regularly, they'll understand why I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for you to see that movie and like it so I can shit on you for a good 15 minutes.
That's fine. You can throw garbage at me all day long. I don't care. Right. Eastside Dave of Dave Mack Sports Program on Riotcast.com. He didn't like Boyhood. Hated it.
I didn't like it.
I know. I have to see it so that I can talk to you guys about it. But I will be seeing it soon. By next week, I'll have seen it.
I think you'll like it. It's exactly what you like in a movie. It's very boring and drawn out with dry character development.
I like a slow film. I like a slow build.
All right.
But we'll talk about it later. I'm already getting into a fight with you about it. I haven't seen the goddamn movie.
I'm just saying this is what I like to call a tease.
All right. Expect more of this after I see Boyhood. Me yelling.
Listen, what you don't understand is that our fans want to hear us shit on your taste in things because you shit on everybody's taste in things.
Yeah, because most people have taste for garbage. I'm just saying.
Says the guy who lives on dollar pizza.
Look, we're throwing a dollar pizza party as soon as we get to $500 in that Patreon
account. That's a networking event.
People are going to love it. It will be a great time. People have a good time at this thing. You get multiple slices of dollar pizza and keg beer. Can't hurt, bro.
It's true. Did you see? I sent you this as a link earlier. Did you see this? I think Vice came up with, like, basically clickbait for us.
Okay. What's the
instead of
what's
being
the
like, you won't believe what happened next. This is the headline.
No.
You can now use Bitcoin to buy 3D printed sex toys.
Sign me up.
Exactly.
Why did we write this?
No, but it is. I had to click it immediately. It was the first thing I opened on my browser today.
Sex toys, 3D printing, Bitcoin.
That's all the things that we talk about.
I like all those things.
Wait a second. Can you buy these with Potcoin too, if you want
to? How about Dogecoin?
Dogecoin's trying to burn their own currency at this point.
What's that supposed to mean?
Like they're like destroying Dogecoins to raise the value of them? Or Dogecoins?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they had like a big jump, right, initially?
Now it's really low. It definitely dropped in the last few months. Well, I mean, they got, other than Bitcoin, they have the most publicity of any altcoin.
Because there's a stupid dog on it. That's literally the only reason.
No, because
right?
There's obviously some money behind it. If they could have a NASCAR team, you know what I mean? Like if they could sponsor a NASCAR team, there's obviously money behind it.
I don't know.
I do know that costs a lot of money.
No, well, I don't. So I'm still on the fence about Dogecoin.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right. Did you watch the VMAs last week?
Yeah, I watched the VMAs.
Why are you still doing that? I know you work for, you have to do a talk show every single day on Ron and Fez, but I feel like there's no point because, I mean, you just say the same thing after you watch it every time. It's like, I don't know who any of these people are, and it's terrible. And that's
there's
what
only,
everybody
there's
says.
There's only one person I didn't know who they were. It was Rita Ortiz or something, or I don't know. I'm getting the name wrong. I have
no idea who that is.
Yeah, exactly. But no, but the big thing that I was weirded out by was how the internet, like, lost its mind over Beyonce at the end. First of all, I brought it up before, but maybe you know. When did like Beyonce become like literally, I guess you'd call it the queen of pop? Like she is literally like untouchable in the sense that no one says anything bad about her. Everything she does, everyone loses their mind on the internet. Like seriously, just it's like there's nothing bad she could do.
Well, I mean, I think once you bring the Jay-Z thing, the Black Power couple thing, that's huge. Then you bring the fact that they're the Brooklyn's first power couple, which Brooklyn is the super hip spot. Then the fact that they chill with Obama.
I don't know.
Like, she chills with the first lady. Like, you know, whatever. People have already said, like, oh, you can't criticize Obama, so, like, you can't really criticize Beyonce. It's easy to criticize Jay-Z. He used to sell crack.
So the end of the VMA, she does, like, a 15-minute medley of all of her songs.
All of them. There's a lot.
No, not all of them. All
the
of them
off
the new album.
Okay.
And then at the end of it, there's like a giant, giant in all giant letters behind her. Feminist pops up on the back of it, blasting in front of her. So it's just her silhouette. And it's a great image or whatever. And people are like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. Is she really a feminist? She's in a sham marriage to make money with Jay-Z. Like, it's a sham marriage. And I'm not like mad at them for being in a sham marriage. It's smart for business to make money. But does a feminist do that? Does she really care about women's rights, or does she care about Beyonce or Queen B? Was it Queen B or Queen Bay?
I don't know. People, there's conflicting reports.
Is there?
Yeah.
It's like GIF and GIF. I know it's GIF now, but I'm not sure if it's Queen Bay or Queen B. Then again, I'm a 30-year-old white guy.
You shouldn't know that. You shouldn't even be talking about this. I feel like that episode of Seinfeld where they're wondering if Elaine's boyfriend is mixed or not.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's all very confusing. But the VMAs are... And people care. I've said this before. People care more about the reactions from the celebrities in the crowd than they actually do about the performances. And
oh yeah, absolutely.
It's really weird. It really came to a head this last one, and that's been going on for a while.
I think all you have to do if you're famous enough and you want to be a feminist is just proclaim yourself a feminist before somebody accuses you of not being one. And then you're untouchable because you're just empowering. No matter what you do, you're just empowering yourself further. Like, even if it was found that her marriage to Jay-Z was 100% sham, she could say that I knew that
it's
that
a
would
sham. Wow.
Yeah, but she could always just say, like, I knew that would empower me to be a better role model for young girls everywhere, and nobody was supposed to find out.
So, you only did it for money and your career.
Yeah, we could say that, but I'm just saying, like, people will.
And I'm not blaming her for that. I mean, it's absolutely smart. It's smart to do that.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. That's why she's worth, I'm going to guess, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And will be for the rest of her life.
I mean, there was a rumor that she used a surrogate to have the kid. I mean, I don't know if that's true. Yeah, whatever. I didn't hear that.
I read that somewhere
on the internet.
I know they ran out the entire floor of that New York.
Some people were saying that that's why they did that. To me, it was just kind of like, well, that's fucking smart. People were like, well, that's kind of disgusting. Like, somebody literally says to me, well, it's disgusting if people do that and they don't need it. Medically. And I'm like, well, I mean, she makes money off her body. She might not have wanted to take the gamble that it wasn't going to bounce back.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, if she could have done it, definitely, you know. But I'm sure there were pictures of her pregnant.
Yeah, but you could wear a... I mean, come on. There's pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger pregnant.
Yeah, but he really was pregnant. I saw that movie.
He just ate a lot of Chipotle.
Love it. I know from experience, dude. Oh, God. It's been a weird one tonight, brother.
Well, that's because we don't have Johnny here.
Yeah, Johnny is, I don't know, I guess arrested, and he phoned in his NFL picks and...
Texted it.
Yeah, texted/phoned in. He texted in his picks. I really hope they... I don't know if they care about this or not. I don't know if Bronx Johnny actually cares. It seems like he did, because he went 1-2 this past weekend and didn't even show up.
That's true. He's either in like, you think he just like swung on that cop out of embarrassment, and that's why he got locked up?
I think he's an ISIS.
The thing from that cartoon Archer, or the thing in
Iraq?
No,
the thing in Iraq.
Oh, but you think he took a plane to Iraq?
Chirac.
Oh, well, that's different. Did you see that video of the two like LA like Vato sounding dudes in Syria bucking off M16s?
No, it sounds amazing.
Oh, it's great. We'll talk about it next week. I'll put it up on a Twitter. It's hysterical. These guys are like, yeah, we out here in Syria, homie, murking people, son. I can't tell. I don't know. They might just be Syrian dudes who picked that up, or they could be Mexican dudes from LA. It's weird.
I hope there's Mexican dudes from LA. It sounds hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I'll have the video next week.
So your picks for this tonight. Thursday, August 28th. Take the Dolphins. Take the Patriots. Take the Steelers. Bronx Johnny guarantees 3-0 this week. If he makes this, he is the greatest handicapper of NFL games of all time.
In the preseason.
And he will be forgiven for every bad thing he's ever done. If he doesn't go 3-0, we will hate him for the rest of the time we know him, which won't be long. I'm going to be honest.
All right, cool.
Oh, but I'm speaking for you and me.
I've been looking for a reason to ostracize somebody for a while.
All right, good. And excommunication, really, if you consider this a church, which I do.
I mean, I'm pretty drunk.
Sure. Like a priest. They love wine.
Yeah, fucking winos.
All right. This was High Society Radio. Follow us at HS Radio Show on Twitter. High Society Radio on Instagram, at High Society Radio on Instagram. And then go to our Patreon account, patreon.com. That's patreon.com, at High Society Radio. /High Society Radio, excuse me. That's it for us. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Say good.